Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation chapter 19. We looked at the first, seven verses, I think. So let's back up to verse 5, get a run and go with this, remind ourselves from what we've seen so far. John is seeing all this stuff that's being revealed to him. And in verse 5, he says this, "And a voice came from the throne saying, give praise to our God, all you, his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great." So again, this voice from the throne, okay, the voice from the throne says, give praise to our God. So it's bringing forth and it's exhorting everyone, his bondservants, the ones who fear him, the small and the great, to give praise to God. Well, verse 6, they do. "Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying," and here's what this great multitude voice said, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns." So that's what they were declaring, and that's what they were saying. We're not told how they're saying it, other than it's like the sound of many waters. It's like the sound of many peals of thunder. It's the voice of a great multitude. It doesn't mean that they were all saying it together in sync. And if you've ever been in a worship gathering to where everybody is praising God and worshiping together as one, they're not saying the same thing. They're not singing the same thing necessarily, but there is a oneness of the sound that is just overwhelming. And I've been in an enclosed gathering like that with maybe 3,000 people, and it's just a huge sound. I've been in an open gathering like that, like in a football stadium, the Titans football stadium, to be exact, in Nashville, where there were, I think, 50,000 people. And there's a sound that comes forth. Can you imagine in the presence of the Most High God? A great multitude, which we've already seen has been described as innumerable, a great multitude praising God, shouting hallelujah this way. But it doesn't end there. Verse 7 says this. They were saying, "Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready." So this is what they are declaring in giving forth worship and praise to God. Well, let's press on. Verse 8, John says this, "It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints," or of the holy ones. So John's getting insight via the Spirit that he's sharing with us, that it was given to her. Who's her? The bride. It was given to the bride to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean. We've seen that several times in the book of Revelation, and what it speaks of, the holiness and of righteousness. And then it's flat out defined here. The fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. You ever thought about righteous, holy acts that we do as believers being fine linen with which we clothe ourselves? So I think this might actually help us if when we are being tempted to step outside the abiding of the Lord, when we're being tempted to go our own way, when we're being tempted to walk in the flesh rather than walk in holiness. When we're being all these things, when we're being tempted in this way, to keep in mind that the righteous act, the holy act, the decision to remain abiding with the Lord and not stepping outside of that, that is literally the fine linen by which we are clothed. You know, that sort of gives some insight. Sometimes we wonder why we're running around and we're feeling exposed and we're feeling like we're unclothed and we're feeling like that we're bare before things. Well, maybe we are. Maybe we need to choose better the righteous acts of those that are holy. Because if you're a true believer, you are the holy ones. You are the saints. Well, let's press on a little more. Verse 9. Then he said to me, this is an angel saying this to John, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true words of God. So this angelic being who's escorting John around and showing some things, he says, write this. What's he supposed to write? Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. What have we learned right here? Just look at the basics, okay? There's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. A marriage supper of the Lamb. There's going to be a marriage between the Lamb and his bride. It's going to come to fruition. Those who are invited are blessed. Notice who are blessed. Those that are invited. Notice who are invited. Those who are blessed. It's an invitation. That is intriguing in and of itself. A lot of things that the church is divided over. If we would just pay attention to the things that are stated in the scripture, and there would be far less division. I'm not going to chase the rabbit right now, but just pay attention to what's being said. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then he said this, these are true words of God, which I find sort of interesting. It's like, it was the angel saying, hey, I'm not yanking your chain here. I'm not messing with you. These are not my words. These are the words of God, but true words of God. Well, aren't all words of God true? Yes. He's just driving home the point. Then verse 10, then I fell at his feet to worship him. John falls at the feet of this angelic being to worship him. Why? He's just in awe. Also, I think it gives us some insight here that he's not quite sure who this is that he's dealing with right here, but he knows he's mightier than he is, right? So he falls at his feet to worship him. But then he said to me, the angel said to me, John says, do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This is great. I mean, is this not great? So John falls before the feet of this Holy One, okay? And the angel says to him, no, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm a fellow servant of yours. I'm just a fellow servant of yours. I'm here to serve you. And I'm a servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Those who are true believers, folks, that's what a true believer is. One who holds the testimony of Jesus. He says, that's all I am. I am a fellow servant of yours. Is he within a different domain, perhaps even a different realm? Yeah, we are human beings. He's a divine being. Okay, we're in the realm that we see. He's in an unseen realm that we see only from time to time. But then he declares this, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus, that is interesting. But my time's up. We'll have to look at that in the next episode. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you. I'll see you then. Goodbye.